Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If Santa Claus got caught getting his dick sucked, you're not canceling Christmas. The fuck is wrong with these people? Like, literally, what the fuck is wrong with them?
Dave Chappelle, listen, Santa Claus still got to admit to it.
All right, so Santa goes, hey, kids, I travel around the world and bring you toys, and sometimes I need my dick sucked. Do you want these toys or not?
Your chimney is not the only chimney I go down. I got a lot of shit I got to drop off.
Yeah. Your mama was up, so I fucked her.
Welcome to the Midnight Miracle.
Day before yesterday, I was going to get coffee, and a white fella was coming out of the coffee shop as I was going in, and as I'm going in, he goes, racist. It was puzzling. I stopped. I go, sir, did you just call me racist? Yes, I did, because you've been saying this, that, and the other, and I'm like, okay. And he claimed he was from New York. I was like, not with this twang. And then he started his discussion by reminding me that Lincoln freed the slaves in 1865. So I knew the conversation wasn't going to go well.
Wow.
Yeah, this actually happened.
He's actually giving this guy too much credit. All of that he presented as his argument took him 45 minutes to get to.
Y'all talked to this dude for 45 minutes?
That's what I was about to say.
Y'all got to start carrying around a boombox and just keeping Sada Baby like on like autoplay. So when people just come with the nonsense, you be like, first of all, you wouldn't make it in my hood, and second of all, you couldn't make it out your hood, and third of all, I run bricks in your hood, and fourth of all, I put shit in your hood, and fifth of all, look what we did to your hood. Like, an official response, and just walk away.
Let me tell you my closer, which was beautiful. I told him, I said, you're not from around here, are you? And I go, go on, get.
Yes. Yes.
And he said, I'm not going anywhere. I can go wherever I want. And I said, exactly. Gone get. Fuck out of here.
You wouldn't make it out my hood, nigga. First of all, boy, you ain't make it out your hood, eh? Second of all, you wouldn't make it to my hood, nigga. Third of all, I bring that shit to your hood, eh?
Wait, hold on.
We done been through your
That's,
hood.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Crazy as shit.
Hey, what's up? I got Sada Baby on the phone.
What's up, big bro?
Oh, shit.
What's up?
Yo, y'all seen Bae was just here singing your song.
That's love. I'm just here smoking some weed.
Okay, this next portion of the show, we actually recorded like a sitcom. Well, we recorded it, but it sounded so much like a sitcom that we put the bells and whistles. I hope it's not annoying. Enjoy.
Kicking it with Sada Baby, recorded live in Detroit.
don't get out her body. You about to stab me.
What's up, big bro?
Oh, shit.
What's happening?
Yo, y'all seen Bae was just here singing your song.
That's love. I'm just here smoking some weed, brother.
Right on.
I get my mind right.
So, Sada, we got Donnell Rawlins here, David Banner, Brother Ali, Mo Armor. We got Radio Raheem. We got Dave Chappelle.
Hey, how everybody doing? You said David Banner on here, too?
Yeah, we in this bitch.
Fuck you talking about? Quick letter. I fuck you talking about? Here, David Banner on this bitch. Yeah. Put on this thing. Dave Chappelle, you say Dave Chappelle on here too?
Yes, sir.
What did the five fingers say to the face? Fuck is you talking about?
Yo.
Fuck your couch, nigga. Flapjacks. This is my plan. I just told a nigga I was Prince with a Draco the other day. No cap. Man, hey man, listen, I just appreciate everybody fucking with me and wanting to even be involved or have me involved with anything.
No doubt.
Yo, man. Yeah, we were just saying that the first four bars, first eight bars of Off-White Whoop is like an official response to any nonsense from a human being. Like, when you said, first of all, you wouldn't make it out my hood, and
man.
Second of all, you wouldn't make it out your hood. And
hey, listen. Hey, most.
Day seven for four, you a bitch. That shit is crazy.
I did that song, even though I just dropped it, like, last year. That might have been this year I dropped it. But I recorded that shit, like, 2 years ago.
Wow. Yo, man, I was telling them that you give me screaming Jay Hawkins vibe energy, rock and roll energy, like David Lee Roth, but on another level, coming from, you know, from the Detroit side of things. And so many great rock bands. I mean, it's like White Stripes is from there, Death, the Hackney Brothers from the 70s is from there.
MC5.
Yeah, MC5. So there's a lot of, and even in the electronic scene, like Jeff Mills, Robert Hood, you know, there's Carl Craig, there's so much flavor in Detroit. Yeah, Motown.
Man,
for sure.
I like to like as far as like I'm gonna say like the beginning of our shit, like the Temptations and all that type of shit. It was real cool and raw for me to know that's what started in my city. You know what I'm saying? Like to see that movie and see how heavy it was and see what the influence was and see how many people and different acts actually came out of Detroit. That really got me, and I think that's what made me want to make my palate complex. Like, I don't just listen to rap. Like, I listen to rock and roll. I listen to old school. Like, one of my favorite artists to listen to just all the time is Anita Baker. My favorite band is Nickelback.
What?
No bullshit.
Right.
It's a clip of me on Twitter that went viral. Me and my daddy singing Nickelback. You know
I
want to
see that.
Like, singing that shit word for word.
Yo, you're an eclectic dude. How old are you? How old are you, Sada?
I'm 27. I'll be 28 in November.
And how long you been rhyming? Like, would you officially say you've been like rhyming, like as with occupational ambition?
About 4 years.
Congratulations, man. Yeah. I mean, I respect your movement. I respect your artistry. I respect your honesty. You know, it's certainly not music for like kids. I don't think that it's like it's got strong pop appeal, but it's not watered down pop shit. It's like street music, and it's and it's creative, man. And I like the angle that you're coming from it with, man. And I like to get you some, send you some music, man. You know, some Detroit rock and roll or other waves, man. I'm curious to see how you would translate some of that
man,
energy
listen,
and that vibration,
listen.
Man.
But whatever they got for school, I don't got no speed, big bro. I promise you.
Right on.
I don't got no speed. I be looking for the different shit.
Now that you are doing music professionally, are you happy? If so, why?
I think I'm on my way to happy. Like, right now, I'm understanding my obligations and what I can do for the motherfuckers around me, and I'm cool with that, but I'm on my way to happy because there's been a bunch of bullshit that came with this shit. Shit didn't happen because of this shit that I couldn't control. Shit that made me revert back to old ways when I thought I was growing out of certain ways. It's a lot that come with this shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the closest thing that I get to happy right now, like, my peace is when I make it home and I'm smoking weed and I know everybody that I actually give a fuck about and really give a fuck about is still breathing and just all right. But, no, I ain't happy until I really don't feel like I got to exert my energy and my craft as much as I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it still work. I'm happy that my job is where my job is, but I'm on my way to like just being genuinely happy with everything. Like it's still other shit that I need to get done.
We'll be right back with more Kicking It with Sada Baby.
She was a woman alone in New York, just trying to walk her dog. And then this happened.
Excuse me, miss. Your dog's supposed to be on a leash.
This nigga turned her life upside down.
Hello, please. I'm feeling threatened.
I was watching birds, bitch.
She lost her job, her house.
Why are they doing this to my life?
Her family was torn apart.
It just isn't fair. What does this world come to?
Behind the Karen, the Amy Cooper story on Lifetime. Ebony soap.
For my big black dick. Wash it. Clean it. Suck it. How that taste? Like a big black dick.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ebony soap.
Kicking It with Sada Baby. Sponsored by the Bloods. Protecting black neighborhoods since the mid-70s. And the Crips, who've also been protecting black neighborhoods since the mid-70s. And both organizations have been ruining black neighborhoods since the mid-70s.
One of the questions that I've always wanted to ask anybody in, you know, gang leadership or membership that could answer this question is, when certain things go on, like, say, for instance, like a George Zimmerman or other situations that have happened in our communities, I think that there could be a more robust response to those type of presences that doesn't necessarily have to wait on, don't have to kill nobody, but, you know, somebody could have grabbed Zimmerman by the lapel, so to speak, and posted that and just let him know, like, don't just be treading so casually over here because and he's, like, flaunting it. Showed the gun that Trayvon got murdered with. Like, wow, okay, so somebody that's tough, because it's a lot of tough figures, okay, well, go handle that. They all over the country. Somebody should handle that one time, quick. Just, shit is crazy.
That's the whole shit. I mean, even what you spoke on, Yassine, with the gangs, like, that's from my understanding, that's how it mostly started in communities of color, to protect themselves from interlopers, from police violence, from white racists. And so it's a system that's specifically designed that we do not combat that. We do not go after the Zimmermans. We go after each other.
Right.
What he said at the very top was the most interesting to me. What's the charge for a gang member? When I say, what is it that they see or you see as your objective as belonging to a gang?
So what my gang was about, they took care of me. And you feel me? And it's an obligation, that's an obligation. You gonna honor it or not. Some niggas get took care of by niggas, get the fuck on and don't look out for their niggas. I'm still around, making sure niggas is straight. I take care of my big homie son. He in prison right now, like all kind of shit. Like, nigga, we protected each other. You feel me? I don't like who you don't like. I love who you love. Your grandma, my grandma, all that type of shit.
Word up.
So by that definition, we're all a gang in this
show. No, we're not all a gang. We're not all a gang.
You don't feel taken care of.
No, the reason why I'm saying we're going to be a gang is about fucking teamwork, okay? All right? And I've been waiting to talk about this shit forever.
It's all about us.
Sada Bay, you ever been on a river, nigga? You ever been kayaking?
I ain't never been kayaking.
You ain't been? Okay.
I don't like little boats and shit.
I don't like little boats.
We took everybody kayaking last week. Okay, I was on a raft, like one of those big rubber rafts.
Wait. Y'all niggas had to make the boat move?
Yeah. Damn, yo. That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck is that point?
No.
He said no.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck yeah. I'll be mad as hell. Okay, so how far did y'all go?
3.5 miles. 3.5, 4 miles.
Niggas had life jackets on?
We had life jackets on the whole, and can stand up in the water, still had a life jacket on. And it was no current, nothing.
That's about the only way I do this shit, man, is if it's some water I can stand up in, and I need a life jacket.
Yo, we've got to take Sada Baby on the river.
That's it, right there.
Listen, can I smoke on the boat?
Oh, yeah.
There was lots of that.
Like while we kayaking, I can smoke?
All right, Sada Baby, this is the number one thing. You can do whatever you want. You can bring bitches on the boat. You can bring Sam's on the boat. You can bring weed on the boat. But you gotta paddle, nigga. That's the only thing I'm saying. Yo, listen, man. Listen, this is what I'm trying to say. If you got 4 niggas on the boat, everybody gotta paddle. Dave had 4 niggas on the boat. He was the only nigga paddling, going in circles and shit.
Donnell said I was paddling like I was carrying slaves to freedom. That's how he described it.
Yo, Dave was the only person paddling on this shit.
I'm going to start a new organization where I'm going to take gang members out on the river as a team building exercise.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, we filming it. I'm gonna wear a bandana and tag to the front like Tupac. Just because Dave said he's taking the game of a kayak, and we gonna do this shit as long as I got a life jacket.
Oh, we got you, bro. Ain't nothing bad gonna happen to you around here, bro. For real.
No, listen. I'm telling everybody on this phone call personally. Once we build this rapport, and I feel like we build it right now, I'm going to feel betrayed if I don't hear from you, niggas.
Sada Baby never heard from us again.
I'm going to feel betrayed if I don't hear from you, niggas.
Yeah, we love that.
Yo, we appreciate you, man.
Much love, much respect to you and yours, bro.
Yo, let's play some Sada. Let's play some Sada, man.
Sada, man, I'm gonna hit you, bro. Thank you.
Yo, much love, bro. Peace.
Hey. Salute. Black people are a miracle.
You wouldn't make it out my hood, nigga. First of all, boy, you ain't make it out your hood, ayy. Second of all, you wouldn't make it to my hood, nigga. Third of all, I bring that shit to your hood, ayy. Fourth of all, we done been through your hood, ayy. We done slid through your hood, ayy.
Yo, I like this motherfucker a lot. I mean, you know, just like meeting him on the phone. But when I talked to this guy, he's a mature entity, man. He's chewing the right questions.
What's interesting to me about hip-hop is that it's a visual representation of blackness in the world, you know? These are actual members of these communities that are so harshly affected by things like police brutality and Jim Crow and all of that shit, you know, like living in the hot zones of it. And this type of music and vibration is in response to those circumstances. I don't think that's said enough. I mean, it's like, what do you expect these people to do? I'm grateful that they have a cultural expression because other than that, they would be like menaces to themselves or others. It's just not have, you know, how would they engage with society? Not saying that it's impossible, but you know, they're coming from communities where the options are very, very slim.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
You know, when we was growing up in New York, crack era, it was like, if you was a young person, you know, feeling like you wanted to start to exert some independence and have a job. I mean, there wasn't a lot of jobs hiring, but Dope Game was always hiring.
That's what I was saying earlier. That was our hip-hop, because that was our life. Just because it wasn't hip-hop for you, but all my homeboys sold crack. For fucking real. So for you to tell me that I shouldn't talk about something that I said that when I defended hip-hop in front of Congress. I said, you want us to rap about roses? Come plant some. Ain't no roses in my motherfucking hood.
You said that
in front of Congress.
In front of Congress. Yeah. Man, you bad boy for saying that shit. Midnight Miracle.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.